This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell. She's Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. The last time you were here in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, we were telling people about early September auditions and deadlines.
Yes.
Here's the good news. If you're a procrastinator...
Which we hope you're not.
Right. But it, or just got caught up with other things.
Yes.
There are still chances for the young people you know to get involved in ensembles.
That's correct. And we have a parent call us almost every day going, oh, is it too late to get my child in this? We really meant to do this sooner. And so.
Oh, and there's nothing worse. It's one thing if you forget a deadline that affects you.
Yes.
But if you've forgotten one that affects your
child,
yeah.
And you really want in and your child really wants in. Mm-hmm. So that is good news. So let's see where to begin. Let's start with Saturday, September 17th, and September 24th is the final for auditioning and enrolling in Youth Honors Orchestra, which is full strings, winds, brass, percussion. It's a full-scale symphonic orchestra for youth from all over this region, and it's the only symphonic orchestra in the Fort Smith area of its kind, and we feel like it's just a great fit. That meets at 10 o'clock every Saturday morning in the Eccles Building, so Saturday, September 17th, time to get there. You can audition, play just a short excerpt of music for our director, and we will place you in the orchestra in the appropriate spot, and you can also participate in wind ensemble if you're a wind, brass, or percussion player. We are taking students in that day as well for that ensemble. Saturday the 24th is absolutely the final day that we will add students to our music ensembles of that.
So if you've missed the 24th,
Let's enroll in the spring semester.
Gotcha.
Yes, which we will start doing in early October. So no problem there.
Okay.
Then we'll back up to Wednesday, September 14th. If there are any spots left, we will continue to audition students for our new teen vocal jazz, the Glee Club, which is a 16-member ensemble of sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses from grades 8 through 12. And that will be accompanied by a live band. They'll be singing a lot of vocal jazz. That group auditions at 5:30 on Wednesday, September 14th, and at the latest Wednesday, September 21st. Also on September 14th, if you are a child, grades 3 through 6, show choir meets that day at 4 o'clock, and that's our children's singing and dancing group. If you're in children's choir and enrolled in children's choir either on the 12th or you're enrolling in children's choir on Monday the 19th, you can get in show choir, which meets on Wednesdays, either on September 14th or September 21st, and that's a 4 o'clock time. Children's choir is a 4 o'clock time, so we would love to have those students involved.
We're throwing a lot of times and dates out there.
Yes.
All of this information at the website.
Yes, or call 479-788-7252. Website is uaffs.edu/academy, and all you have to do is go download registration forms. It'll show the start date, but just remember we take students through the month of September in our instrumental and vocal choral ensembles. So we'd love to have you. And we take students periodically through the semester for private music lessons and just prorate the tuition.
On Saturday the 17th, I mean, you've got Youth Honors Orchestra going on with mm-hmm. auditions. You've got the Wind Ensemble. You've got the Musical Theater Workshop.
Yes, we have Musical Theater Workshop.
This is all going on the 17th.
That's right, and we didn't talk about Musical Theater Workshop. That's for students grades 8 through 12 that really want to get a background, some study in musical theater, which will involve studying voice, you know, musical theater mm-hmm. voice, which is special, quite different from singing opera or, you know, the art song, classical voice. Musical theater voice is a creature all its own, and we study that, and we study choreography for theater, and we study acting for musical theater. And all that takes place in that musical theater workshop class, which meets weekly on Saturdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for an hour. And the high school kids can come at 2 o'clock and do their audition, high school audition preparatory class. So it's just a great fit.
Now, let's see, have we covered everything that people can...
Yes, I think so. Most classes started at the beginning of late August, early September. It's all of our musical ensembles. Our junior high chorale, we're enrolling students through September, and that meets on Monday evenings. I think that might be the only other thing we didn't mention.
And the reason I say because I want to move on to... If you are not young enough to enroll,
okay,
you can still participate because there are things you can see and
hear.
Oh,
yes, absolutely. Coming up in October is our Distinguished Artist Series, and that's our professional concert series. October 25th, the University of Missouri-Kansas City Conservatory Dance Company is coming, and they're going to perform a night of hip-hop, jazz, ballet, you know, all the various dance styles. It should be a high-energy night, 20-member company coming. The conservatory, the Kansas City Conservatory, of course, that's where I went to school. They have an incredible dance program, so their dance team is going to be outstanding. That's a 7:30 performance at the Breedlove Auditorium Friday night, October 25th. Yes.
And you do not have to be connected to the Academy to buy tickets or anything like that.
That's correct.
It's open to the public.
It's open to the public. Tickets are on sale at the box office, 479-788-7300. And I misspoke. It is Tuesday evening, October 25th.
But it is the 25th.
It is right. The 25th. And tickets are already on sale. Then our other concert for the Distinguished Artist Series, because you can get season tickets for this, is Friday night, February 10th. And that's our big Valentine special with the Singing Men of Arkansas, who are based here in Northwest Arkansas. Mr. Mike Bedford is the conductor. That's an incredible group. I mean, they are an amazing group of singers. They're coming to do a Valentine special, and we will be having guests performing with them. So that's a 7:30 concert in February, and tickets are on sale for that now as well.
And then the young people who are you're enrolling and doing things, they're going to have Annie Jr.
Yes.
In the fall, there's High School Musical Jr., which...
That's coming in the spring. That's coming in May. Our theater performances by our Academy students, both the children's theater and the Teenage Theater Company, are in November, I believe 11, 12, 13, right around that weekend. And then again in May, they do shows. This fall, they do Annie Jr. and Thoroughly Modern Millie Jr., both great shows, fully staged costume by these 30-member, 40-member theater companies. Annie is now a 40-member theater company. Our children's theater is just all the rage. And then in the spring, they'll be doing High School Musical Jr. and Oklahoma. So tickets are on sale for all of that as well.
Oklahoma doesn't have a junior behind it, so is it
no,
just
it's the full-scale two-hour show.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll be a big, big show. We're excited to be doing that show. So,
well, you're right next to Oklahoma, too.
I know it, and
so
it's just
fun.
A fun one.
Yeah. All right, so any more information, uafortsmith.edu/academy.
Tickets are at uafs.edu. You can order tickets for all these shows or 479-788-7300. And then uafs.edu/academy or 479-788-7252 will get you to the Academy hotline.
All right.
All right. Great.
Well, break whatever is good luck for all of those performers.
Oh, I think it's going to be a great fall. We're excited.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the executive director at the University of Arkansas Fort